Welcome to the Kingsley Grant Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you become the leader everyone loves and wants to follow. Kingsley believes his leadership paradigm, Emotelligence, the art of succeeding where others failed, is the key to achieving this status. On this show, Kingsley guides you through the uncharted waters of emotional intelligence and leadership essentials, with the guarantee that upon exit, you will become more skilled in relationship management, decision-making, and job performance. Now here's your host, your coach, and your Sherpa, Kingsley Grant.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. This is your boy, Kingsley Grant, sitting behind the Jamaican microphone, bringing you yet another show. And it is from the show that's been voted number 3 on the top 15 podcasts on emotional intelligence by FeedSpot. And so I am excited that you are listening to one of the top shows right now. And I'm in the command center of the Emotelligent Leadership Institute, where I'm going to dig into the vault and get today's show so that what you've come for, you will have. So let me reach in right here and get today's show. There it is. I got it. And put it down right here. And now we can dive into today's show. And on today's show, we are going to be talking about something that has been around, I would say, for eons of ages. As far as I can remember, this phrase seemed to have been indelibly implanted into our brains, our psyche. And so many people have lived their lives, especially in the world of entrepreneurship or marketing, the business world, corporate world. And this is a phrase that you possibly have heard. I would just say you have heard this because it's very hard not to. It's one of the most used phrase, I believe, which I'm glad that it has been challenged, or it's being challenged even a bit more as people are re-examining and rethinking about this phrase, which is, here we go, the customer is what? There you go, always right. That is, has been a prevailing thought for a very long time. And how many people in the work space, an employee position, have been hurt, damaged, you know, actually being embarrassed, and all the different kind of emotions that they may have gone through, and at the hand of someone who, in wanting to appease the customer, have taken that out on the employee. Now, let me qualify by saying that there are times that the customer is indeed right. I have personally have situations where I, as a customer, felt that the person that was serving me in whatever context that was truly ought not to have been in that position. They needed better training in my mind, or just they had a no care attitude. They wouldn't care if you did business with a company or you did not. It didn't matter to them. It's not their business. They didn't care. All they were concerned with is that they get that paycheck at the end of the week or every 2 weeks or whatever payment arrangements that were set up. Have you had those kind of experiences where you're thinking, you know, as a customer, you're right? And I believe almost all customers believe they're right. But I don't necessarily adhere to that doctrine that they are. Because when you look at and listen to what was done or said and how they treated an employee, come on, that is has no place, no business actually being condoned or even in any way tolerated. And today, we're going to talk about such an event that occurred where a manager was fired as a result of adhering to or thinking the customer is always right. And in this case, there's no way anybody on earth could ever agree that this customer was right. And when you hear what it is I will be sharing, you will agree with me. And that's why I said that I agree with the decision to fire the manager. Now, I don't necessarily say that that is a first and foremost action that needs to be taken. But when it's as blatant as you'll hear in a few moments, you too, I think, would agree with me. Now, before we get into that, let me say, if this is your first time listening to the show, I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope this is your first of many visits to the Kings of Grant Show. And if this is your second, third, fourth, you are a return listener, then you are VIP. And I want to say thank you. VIP, that's right. You are VIP. Yeah. And I want to say thank you for taking the time to return to listen to the show. It really makes a difference and it makes an impact. And because of you, my friend, the show is doing as well as it is. Around the world, almost 90 countries and counting. And because you're listening from one of those countries. And I'm so appreciative of that. Now, I also want to say that this show is being brought to you by Kingspire Communication, the place where you go and get the help that you might need in the area of leadership, emotional intelligence, or in my word, in my book, emotelligence, right? That's a word I've coined when I wrote my book, The Emotelligent Leader, Succeed Where Others Failed, and Become the Leader Everyone Loves and Wants to Follow. If you have not yet purchased a copy of that book, make sure that you get your hand on a copy of that. And so this Kingspire Communication is where we offer consulting, coaching, training, keynote speaking on the topics of, again, on leadership related or emotional intelligence related topics. And of course, toxic work environment, right? Now, we have gotten that out of the way. Again, I want to say thank you. Now, in preparation for this show, for some reason, there was a song that came to my mind, which is one of those songs that talks about how you can be in a mental slavery. And that could look like, for example, the idea of the customer is always right could keep you in a mental slavery kind of mode or context or place where you find yourself. And so this song that Bob Marley, and he's one of my favorite singers, you probably know by now as far as, you know, of all times. And reggae is, of course, our national song from Jamaica. So you, of course, I'm going to be biased in that regards, right? But he had a song about emancipate yourself from mental slavery. And I thought that this would be an appropriate time to play a brief bit of the song, because as I share with you, you're going to say and hopefully say that this manager ought to be emancipated from the mental slavery of thinking that the customer is always right. Because, again, they're not. And you'll see that in a few moments. So let's just listen to what it is that the late Bob Marley had to say about emancipation from this kind of mindset that we have heard for quite a long time.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy. cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it, we've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever had.
And there is the invitation to join in basically adding to this movement, this drive to somehow take back or re-script this idea of the customer is always right. Now, of course, the song has to do with other things, as you may have heard, because he's coming from a different place, but that is not my point that I'm trying to make here, and I know that you get that, right? So let's look then at what happened, because, you know, I've been talking about, if you've listened to a number of my past episodes through an interview or a solo show, you may have heard me talk a lot, quite a bit about toxic work environments. Actually, if you have followed me, and I hope you are, on LinkedIn, where I do a number of posts there, and quite a few engagement, a few of those articles and posts have gone viral. And, you know, I really just don't know exactly why they've gone viral, but I'm happy to see that it has. And some of those posts have been trending in LinkedIn. So if you are not following me on LinkedIn, make sure you are doing that. But I write quite a bit over there as well, and on my website at kingsleygrant.com. Kingsleygrant.com. You know, so people have always said that I have this name of royalty. And, you know, through an English from I'm Jamaica, of course, and through Jamaica was one of the colonies of England many, many years ago before we got our independence. And most of our names are back, you know, in the olden times, I would say. Our parents would name us in a way that is English, for it could be someone of a English descent. So anyway, long story short, my name was Kingsley Grant, and Kingsley was from a cricketer, and that's a whole different sports, right? It's played in the West Indies. One of those sports I really did not get it into. For some reason, to me, it's like baseball, and it just takes forever to play a game. A game could last days, really. A game could last days because it has to play until somebody wins. And I just could not get into it too much. I tried. And so, of course, my sport was soccer. Yeah, soccer is a universal sport, right? Goal! And so what happened is that my name came from a famous cricketer, the Kingsley, of course, granting my surname. And, you know, people tell me that you have a very unique name. And I'm saying, yeah, I do. And I'm so happy I do, because it has helped me in so many different places, especially on social media. I was able to grab my name real quickly. My URL and social media is Kingsley Grant. And there's not a whole lot of Kingsleys out there. There are quite a few now I've come across. But it's one of those things. And so they mentioned my name is royalty. So when I say Kingsley Grant, KingsleyGrant.com. Okay, as Kingsley, Grant, so KingsleyGrant.com. And that's where you'll find also these articles that are written. And, you know, I just want to say briefly again about my last name. My name, Kingsley Grant, it's one of those things as well where I go to places like the doctors, and almost inadvertently, they're asking me, what's your first name? I said, Kingsley, hello. Okay, I mean, that's what I said. Oh, I thought it was your last name. And they will turn it around and somehow they'll file things under Kingsley or under Grant, because I have two last names and two first names. You know, go figure. I mean, I'm one of those lucky persons. Anyway, that's beside the point. I was sharing with you this story that happened. And this manager is in a town called Evansville, right? Evansville, Indiana. And it was at a restaurant, an Olive Garden restaurant. And what happened was there was these customers who came into the restaurant and were seated. The person that was the server happened to be a 16-year-old host. She was black. Okay, she was a black server. And somewhere along the line, this group of customers, which included two children, and I want you to get the picture. A group of customers, I'm not sure the total, but two kids were there as well, two small kids. And what happened was one of the customers, a lady who was seated with that group of customers, she demanded that, and she did not do this in a very quiet way. She actually screamed and became very belligerent and very loud. And she's screaming and she's saying that they need to get her a white server because she did not want a black server to serve her. Imagine. I mean, you know, when I read that, I'm thinking, she's better. She's lucky she was in where she was and not someplace else. Because some customers would turn on her in a hurry and give her a beat down. Yes, you heard me right. They would give her a beat down. Boy, she would never, ever forget it. Because some people don't play that. She took the chance because apparently she could get away with it where she was. And she demanded. She decided that she, you know, the server even said that she made comments about her that she should not be working in a place like this. It's almost her nose, you know, turn her nose up and you should not be working in a place like this. And are you even black? And she said, are you even from here? That's what she was saying. And she even said to the young lady that you should be working at a strip club instead. Can you imagine? She better be lucky that server did not say, you know what? This job ain't worth it, but neither are you. And really turn on her and get into a beatdown moment. Now, I'm not advocating for violence, don't get me wrong. But these are some things that truly, truly get under my skin as a pet peeve of mine when someone is treating people the way they in matters like that. Oh, you know, come on. These are people, a human being. And this is why it irritates me. That's why it gets to me and why I speak out so much on when people are not being treated fairly. And you know what? I have experienced that. I have experienced not something similar like this, but I have been at the hand of people, leaders who have not treated me fairly. I've had promotions that were not given to me, which I thought was going to come my way, was not. So I have had unfair treatment in my life in a number of places. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I am somewhat sensitive to these things. But beside the point, the fact is, this woman, she made a demand. Now, here is where it gets to me. Here's where I think it's not so much what she did. Yes, what she did was wrong, but this is really what took the cake for me. She went on and put on a drama of some kind where the manager, right? Now, it's a young manager, just 22 years old, because was given the position of manager. And, you know, again, I don't want to get into all the speculations of maturity, training, and so on, because we could go down that road as well. Because, yes, I could blame the manager and say, you know, this manager basically did what's wrong, but I could look at, did this manager get the training that they needed? Did this manager felt like they could make that decision? Did they have the authority given to them to make a decision of this kind? Well, what the manager did was came over and complied, acquiesced, gave in to this lady's demand and call for a white server to now come and serve these customers. What's wrong with that picture? I mean, come on. For me, I would just say, woman, you and your your friends, beat it. Just take the high road. Just get up and leave now. Leave, and I would do it in a very public manner so everyone could hear and see what I'm doing. That is what should have been done. And that server should have actually felt like this manager had her back. Now, that wasn't the case. Somebody who was witnessing and videotaping and taking note of this made this comment. This guy said, the young lady, quote, the young lady was in tears and had no one to support her. So I felt if I didn't write this post, nothing would have happened and she would continue to go to work for a place that she feels uncomfortable at and unwanted at. Close quote. That was this person's observation and what they said. Now, what he's saying is she would be in a toxic environment. Because imagine going to work and not knowing if your back is being covered, because obviously it's not. Imagine going to a place where you feel as if you will be thrown under the bus in a hurry. Imagine. And I don't know if this manager, what, you know, race this manager was, and that doesn't matter. Whether this manager was white or black, it didn't matter. Because it's a diverse staff, according to how the article wrote, and this article was in Fox New York. It doesn't matter how this and the link will be in the show notes so you can find it for yourself and go and read it yourself if you so feel inclined. But what happened is that this young lady was thrown under the bus because of this belief system that the customer is always right. And do you see why I said that I agreed with a firing decision? And I'm sure that you would probably agree and say, yes, Kingsley, I too agree. Would you raise your hand out there? Yeah, I see the hand. I see one hand, two hands, three. Yeah, there you go. There. Oh, I see all hands raised, 100%. Thank you for that. But that's my point. And that's why I believe Bob Marley was saying this mindset, this mentality needs to be redeemed. It doesn't mean that we throw everything out and say, no, we never, ever side on the customer's side. No, I'm not saying that. There are times that the customer is right, like I mentioned before. But not in this case. Not in this case. The customer is definitely wrong. And come on, ought to be thrown outside on her head, on her butt, throw outside the door. I mean, just grab and throw her out. Again, I'm not advocating, but I'm just worked up because of this. It could be any. It could be a black customer and a white server. And if they did the same thing and demanded a black server, I too would say the same thing. It doesn't matter. These are the things that lead to toxic environments. Because imagine if this person, the other customer who wrote this and brought it to the news media, so to speak. Imagine if they had not made it public and spoke to NBC News and tell them about what they saw and experienced. Possibly this girl would have either just left and no longer showed up at the work or just kind of quit because she's not going to put up with that. If she needed the job desperately, she probably would still come to work. But imagine, what kind of work attitude would she now have? Do you think she would be all enthusiastic about coming to work? Do you think she would be giving her 100%? Do you think she's going to go out of her way to somehow make sure that that company, that restaurant, with the staff, the managers who are there, we make them have a win and do. No, she's going to do the least she can, just enough to get by that she's working. And this is a state of some companies today. Some business places are operating this way. It could be something totally different, but there's an undercurrent. There's an undermining taking place. And it's not because people want to be, are malicious and want to intentionally, kind of undermine a company, but they are saying, what else, what option do they have? Who's got their back? Who's on their side? And I've shared this story before. When I left a company that I was working at, I did that because I felt that I could not trust those who were in upper management anymore. I felt like they never had my back. And if I can't trust them, if I can't really not watch my back and watch what I say and who's listening and who's, you know, not that I'm doing anything that's illegal, but if I have to walk around that way, it's like you've heard the phrase like on eggshells, right? I don't want to work in an environment that way. Do you? And there are environments that are that way where people are walking around on eggshells because of a person who is, you know, the temperament of a boss or leader, because of their state of mind, because of their outburst, because of their malicious behavior, because of the whole things, and they take revenge and all those different things, right? Those things make for a bad experience. And so, my friend, this idea of toxicity will continue until there is a transformation, until there is, as Bob Marley said,
slavery, none but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of
the question is, how long are we going to sit by? How long are we going to allow these things to continue and not speak up, not do something about it? You know, I'm currently working on a book that's going to address these issues. And I'll tell you more about that as the book develops. But it's around the idea of wiping out toxicity from the workplace. And just watch what happens. Watch what happens as productivity, performance, and people's satisfaction skyrockets. Because what happened is, if this was a place where toxicity, where this kind of behavior was not allowed, not permitted, not tolerated, don't you believe that people are more apt to be team-minded and want for there to be more, higher performance, and feel like they're part of a system that cares and have their back and all those things? You would see a major difference, I believe. And that's why I believe when I said the manager being fired, that believing the customer is always right, should have been fired. And hopefully, there was some kind of exit interview done where they were able to talk to this person and help them understand this behavior cannot be tolerated, have to be nipped in the bud immediately, and you cannot continue this. Well, some may argue, well, did they have to fire this manager? Well, I don't know if there could be any other way to deal with this for there to be a residue not left over of the feelings, the ill feelings about that treatment. No matter what kind of apology was done, the hurt was so deep and the message was sent across the board. I don't know if that could be redeemed. Maybe. I don't know. I think the best decision was to part ways, and hopefully this manager learned a very valuable lesson from this encounter. So what's your thoughts about this? Would you agree that with me on agreeing about the decision? I would love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your feedback. So if you could engage with me through on the social media, where the platform where I post this episode, preferably LinkedIn, I mentioned before, but I post it and also other platforms as well. You can engage. I'd love to read. I read all the comments, all the feedback, and I would love to learn from you something that maybe I need to learn more that I have not yet learned. And I'm open to that. So I would invite you to give me some feedback on those platforms. Or you could email me. If you go to kingsleygrant.com, you will see how you can connect with me right away. That's all the information is right there as well. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I wanted to share this with you. And hopefully it's one of those episodes that become an eye opener, that you'll share this with others, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any upcoming episodes that are coming out. And there's some good ones that are still ahead. Some interviews I've done, you don't want to miss those, that are going to speak to some similar issues, but not necessarily like this one, but overall the idea of helping to create environments that are more of a win-win environment than a lose-lose one, which is very toxic, right? So my friend, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Remember this, you are one skill away, one skill away. And hopefully today you're brought closer by something that was said in this show. So let's now put this show, it's one for the archives. Let's put it in the vault, and then we can say our goodbye. Here we go. Here we go. There it is. Now that this show is tucked away safely into the vault, I can safely exit the command center of the Immortelligent Leadership Institute. And with that said, my friend, peace out. God bless. And I'll see you on the flip side. Yeah.